your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Absolutely. Do you want to make a quick announcement about a cool OBA event that we've got? June 21st, we'll have Jeff Lowenfels, author of Teaming with Microbes, that is going to do kind of a live via satellite with us. So we will have a bit of a watch party event at True Anomaly Brewing. So super fun. So mark your calendars for Monday, July 21st. You know, Monday, good day for a brewery trip. You know,
and to learn something amazing. And he's such a great speaker.
He is. Yeah. It's so cool. It's such a good syncing because this brewery really loves like experimenting with different yeast and bacteria to see what it does in their beers. And Jeff knows so much about the microbial life in the soil. I mean, he really like is getting more and more into like the power of bacteria. Because as you and I know, and the listeners are learning, bacteria has a ton of nitrogen in it.
Right.
And so just by increasing the bacteria content in your soil, you're automatically feeding your plants with nitrogen.
They eat fungus and poop fertilizer.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's a kind of a magical situation, but it's not magic.
No.
It's nature.
It is.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. It's a show where we talk gardening. We discuss gardening. We answer your gardening questions as well as trying to dish out great information as we can. So we just going to keep the ball rolling here with Greg. Greg, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, sir. I got a yard where my St. Augustine grass is having really yellow patches in it and looks like sod worms, but I cannot see any moss flying as I walk through it. And I had them last year. I treated them. Don't know how successful I was, but it looks just like it, but I can't see the moss flying. So,
okay, so when you say yellow, are you seeing chewed up grass blades?
No.
Okay. So if you could, where do you live? What part of town?
I live in Liberty, east side of Houston.
Okay. Do you do Facebooking?
My wife does. We can
do
that.
So let's get a picture and send a Facebook message to Home Show Garden Pros. Let's get our eyes on it because, you know, there's gray leaf spot that gives you that yellowing. There's chinch bugs give you the yellowing. I've seen very, very few infestations of chinch bugs. There's in this heavy, heavy rain that we're having, we've seen active brown patch with this heat. It's just kind of unusual to see. But we want to get our eyes on it because we want to make sure we get the right diagnosis. So if you're treating for sod webworms, but you have gray leaf spot, you've just wasted your time and money, right?
Right.
So we want
to
make sure.
I treated it last year, not this year.
Yeah. But we just want to make sure this year that we get you the right treatment so that you're not just spinning your wheels.
Okay.
And we are seeing some sod webworm out there. I haven't seen damage yet. I've seen more adults or the flying stage, the moth. So it is still early in the season. I don't know that you would see damage yet from the babies. So let's get a professional's eyes on it before we make a judgment, because that's the biggest thing is diagnosis.
All righty. Thank you.
You bet, Greg. You can send that also to homeshowgardenpros.com, the Ask a Pro button.
Mm-hmm.
So your wife can do it on Facebook, or you can send an email in pretty easily.
Yeah.
Greg, also in the next segment after we take this quick break, we are actually going to really explore lawn stuff and some of the things that people are dealing with right now. Because, believe it or not, bugs and diseases aren't the only thing that may make your yard yellow.
Right.
Or yellowish. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to really explore some of this stuff, what to do about it, and the very elegant and simple kind of products and solutions that you can use. So just stay tuned. Home Show Garden Pros continues after a quick break. 281-496-5711.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant.
Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev all-natural plant stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
You out there want healthy plants. You want lots of flowers. You want tasty fruit. You want healthy green leaves. You want your lawn to be lush and glorious, as we all do. You always turn to the soil. I'm not like tricking you. I'm not giving you like a pitch or whatever. It's not the leaves. There may be a disease in the leaves, but it almost always points to the soil. Compaction problems, overwatering, lack of nutrients, and lack of biodiversity are the big things that can make a problem in the soil. And that's why adding really healthy soils comes in. Landscaper's Pride makes these incredible soils. They make these great mixes. They've done a lot of kind of like adapting and growing their soil products over the years, and they've just really wound up with some phenomenal results. I absolutely love their gardener's magic. I have like a list here that I'm supposed to choose two from this list. And as you know, I always just say the gardener's magic because it works. It works so well. It's this really great thing that you can just put into a raised bed, grow your plants in, will actually grow vegetables. This may not seem like a high bar to you out there, but I promise you, those of you that have bought bad soil and try to grow veggies, they don't all grow vegetables. Mm-hmm. And Gardener's Magic does. It's incredible stuff. Again, it's a mixture of stuff. It's already got some slow-release fertilizer in it. Incredible for potted plants, raised beds, or even amending soil problems. Also, their compost peat is really cool stuff. It's not from peat moss, but it's black as all get out. Aged pine. This is a really great thing. If you want to put down something that kind of acts like humates, this is that thing. It's really cool stuff. You have any favorite Gardener's Pride products? I know you like you love their stuff.
Yeah, Landscaper's Pride Black Velvet mulch is my favorite mulch.
Oh, yes. That black velvet is gorgeous.
Yes. It's more composted and aged to be black. It is not dyed.
And what's cool about it is it lasts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It lasts a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about humic acid here. Mm-hmm. We talk about Humates Plus. Well, that's what's making it black.
Yep.
And so it's like the black is nutritionally wonderful black, not nutritionally dangerous.
It just looks healthy. It's dark chocolate.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like dark chocolate, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, some people like milk chocolate. Anyway, we digress. We'll do the Home Show Chocolate Pros some other day. But so if you want healthier, fast-growing vegetables, I if you do, also, if you like having fun, Landscaper's Pride is the product for you. It is great stuff. Makes gardening easier. Easier gardening, better plants. Mm. Sounds pretty good, right? So grab Landscaper's Pride at our Garden Pro locations, Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware. If you want to learn more, just go to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. It's really good stuff. 281-496-5711. You were going to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you have to think to all these bagged soils and soils in general.
Yeah.
It's been very, very wet, right? And so they're bagging up the soils as orders come in. And this is not just Landscaper's Pride. This is everybody who puts soil in a bag.
Yeah.
We are noticing some different smells out of these soils. Mm. So normally you would open it and it would smell one way, and you're opening it now after all these rains and been bagged. And so it'll smell different. It's almost manure-like, like is there manure in there? And some products do have the manures in it, but I think what's happening is with the moisture, the bacteria component is a little bit higher. So you do get a little bit of that manure smell, but don't freak out. Once you get it put out and it dries out a little bit, it'll kind of get back to normal.
Yeah.
But it's just the off-gassing from the biology that's in there.
Well, what's nice about catching that in the bag, though, is those gases a lot of times are a really rich compound.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can catch it in the soil, it actually gets back and breaks back down.
Right.
So, yeah, don't be worried about that. Now, if it's like a, you know, poisonous gas, you know, don't breathe that in. But
right.
this that you're talking about is no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's Landscaper's Pride. And, you know, we have like our advertisers on the show and we do like, you know, these ad moments.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, this is like a really, really great gardening tip to use great soils.
Yes.
Like we want you to realize the better soil you've got, the better success you'll have if it's lawn growing or not.
Every time. Because if somebody has failure, it's 9 times out of 10. It's because of the soil.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So today's Anita Nelson's birthday.
I just realized that it was Anita Nelson's birthday.
So we want to give a shout out, warm, just happy birthday wishes to the wonderful Anita Nelson.
Yes. I hope you have a wonderful day, Anita. And
yes.
Everybody's pampering you and spoiling you.
That's right. You don't turn 39 every day.
Right.
So take it today and make it a special one. Awesome. She's so great. Okay. As advertised, we're going to explore some lawn topics.
Okay.
So we kind of touched on the email question of the week is about sod webworms.
Mm-hmm.
We got a call in about silver leaf spot, which is like the lightest of problems, usually. Fungal problems are going to be a huge issue. Again, I even got some spittle bug questions this week.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't seen those in years.
Years, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's another kind of like their larvae can eat grass leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all this compaction leading to disease
or
nutritional lack.
Right.
And so I know I've just kind of basically made a menu of lawn problems that people are dealing with all over the place. A lot of people are dealing with more than one at a time. And so any of those that you just want to expound on, but really I'm all about kind of giving people the knowledge to equip themselves to choose the best solution.
Right. And so like what we're seeing right now, all of the above, all that you listed, we really need to get the eyes, the correct set of eyes to diagnose your issues. But with almost every problem, there's a stress happening at the soil level.
Exactly.
And so if when in doubt, just put compost on it, right? Just put compost on it. But we really want to start building the soil, you know, from the ground up. Like, let's fix the problem.
Yes, yes.
And so compost and good organic fertilizers are going to battle these issues over time rather than putting chemicals on it to kill problems.
Right.
Sod webworms is the only thing that I would say you might need to throw out a chemical, but it's organic, right, to treat it. But now you can do things like BT. For the caterpillar, we're not worrying about the moths. We're worrying about the caterpillars because the caterpillars are the damaging life phase. And we can use molasses to, I guess it does something with their digestive tract.
Right.
Or you could mix the BT and the molasses together and throw that out there too. And the molasses is going to act, it's going to do two things, kill the caterpillar, and it's going to stimulate biology in your soil.
Wow.
So why not do something that's good for your soil as well? But
for sure,
we're seeing, you know, people that have the moths in their yard, in their shady yard, and the neighbors across the street or the neighbor next door is where they're laying their eggs at nighttime. If you go out and look, it's like they're camping out in your yard during the day in the shade and going out and laying their eggs. So you get kind of don't freak out if you see the moths and just start, you know, putting insecticide on everything.
Sure, right.
But kind of assess where they're laying their eggs and then treat that area with the molasses and the BT if you wanted to.
What's kind of ringing a bell in my head is that we're saying this horticulture molasses is also good for the soil, can maybe even protect the leaf surface from other problems. And, you know, if it's going to speed up soil health too, it's going to help maybe combat some of the fungal problems that you might be facing. And so this may be something that no matter what you're dealing with, putting out some horticultural molasses might just be like one of those things where it's like, it's not medicine.
Right.
It's good, healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's always the time for good, healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about kale. I'm talking about like homegrown good food that's good for your system, you know, a delicious curry dish, something like that. And so that is what we're talking about. This molasses maybe is a way to move past some of these things to get us to a step of better health to where you get only one problem at a time and not all of them.
Right.
So I love that you mentioned that. I think that's really, really wonderful.
Well, and I think, too, like I said, just find a good professional, whether it's a Home Show Garden Pro, one of the nursery co-ops. Go and take pictures and talk to these people because that's what we do for a living.
Yeah, or, before you like say, okay.
We don't want to just sell you a chemical. We want to give you the long-term solution.
You Google silver leaf's gray leaf spot, and then all of a sudden you spray it with Daconil.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you've damaged some of the fungi that was good for your tree, and now the silver leaf spot's back.
Right.
And because the Daconil only works for that short amount of time, but we want to make sure that you're making things that make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
And we can actually help with that. So that's what we're here to do, Home Show Garden Pros. We don't just do lawn stuff, although so much space is filled with lawn. And if we all cared for our lawns, legitimate, we would have cleaner water and air. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's very, very true.
Yep.
It could be this incredibly valuable resource.
Yes.
So 281-496-5711. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk to Debbie. And we're also going to hear from our birthday girl, Anita herself, after this quick moment. So Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
No need for high nitrogen fertilizer. Good compost and minerals is all it takes to bring the big fruit. How's your garden growing? Get the help it takes with the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. We've got the plants for you. We've just gotten through another big rain. So be sure to keep on hand your MicroLife fertilizers, because after rain, it's the best time to fertilize. That rain drives the fertilizer into the soil and activates it at the same time.
Have you considered putting in a disappearing fountain as your backyard project? Adding the sound and beauty of water only enhances your outdoor experience. Literally anything can be made into a fountain. We have the materials and expertise to show you how.
Nelson has received several big shipments of pottery, and we are fully stocked up, especially in the aqua and cobalt blue colors. Those colors always make plants look greener somehow. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston, about a half mile north of I-10. You can find us.
And now, back to Sherry and Danny.
Happy birthday, Anita. It's your day.
Yes. Hopefully you have a great one.
281-496-5711. This is Home Show Birthday Pros, and we are talking gardening. So, Debbie, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello.
Hi.
First, best birthday wishes to Anita.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then I want to revisit Ant Killer.
Ooh.
That's a subject change. you mentioned orange oil, horticultural molasses, and liquid humates, but could we have a recipe,
sure,
a ratio?
Sure. 2 ounces of each. So 2 ounces orange oil, 2 ounces liquid humates, and 2 ounces of liquid molasses, horticultural molasses.
Right.
In 1 gallon of water. And
all
then
right,
you can go drench away.
Just pour it right into just the pour pot it. Or yep. the mound or...
Yep, you got it. And okay. it'll actually condition the soil and kill.
Okay.
Yep.
Was that for fire ants or is it for those little tiny awful black ants?
It does any ant.
Fantastic.
You
so
got it.
I don't know where the home of the little black ant is.
Yeah.
Can I spray it around?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
You got it.
I'll get to sit in my backyard again.
There you go. Yes, like I said, reclaim your yard.
Yep. Okay, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
This actually seems like a pretty good smelling mix also.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that orange oil is wonderful smelling.
And the molasses will give you that sweet, like somebody's making barbecue
like,
sauce.
Ooh. And then, humic acid just smells pretty good.
It doesn't stink.
Yeah. It's kind of like a earthy smell.
Yeah.
So basically, you'll be like, it's like a base. I mean, you're kind of just perfuming your yard.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that amount of 2 ounces of orange oil in a gallon of water is not going to hurt any plants.
No, it's not going to be the herbicide.
Yeah.
Rate.
Mm-hmm. But it would make it sticky. And really, this list here is humic acid molasses. That is some great foliar feeding right there. So.
Yeah. And you know, MicroLife, now that I think about it, has that product that's the humic acid and molasses. I bet you could add the orange oil to that and go to town.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. That's the soil and plant energy.
Uh-huh.
So that's a great, yes, orange. So 2 ounces orange oil, 4 ounces soil and plant energy.
There you go.
Mix in a gallon of water. Yeah. Awesome, Debbie. Thanks for calling with the recipe. We always love being able to kind of do that. And obviously Sherry's amazing enough that she can just be like, here it is. Boop. Out my mind.
Done it a few times.
That is awesome. Well, great call there, Debbie. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We're going to come back and I got some questions for Sherry about compost tea. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Escape to the private resort of your dreams. Get away at home. Let Mike Ball transform your yard into your happy place.
Hi, it's Mike. Let's recreate your outdoor space with a custom patio and amenities like outdoor kitchen, fire pit, water features, and landscaping lighting to put the wow back in your yard. You'll love the difference and the commute.
Make your home your happy place. Add the backyard resort of your dreams. Mike Ball does it all. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. MikeBallIrrigation.com. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We've touched on it quite a bit, but MicroLife is a phenomenal, locally made, local company making fertilizer. So this is a just incredible business, incredible product. What have we mentioned already? We mentioned the Ultimate, which
Humates
is
Humates Plus.
Yeah, Humates Plus. So the Ultimate's like great for veggies, uh-huh. really anything, but it's like kind of the Cadillac, if you will, Ferrari, if you will, of MicroLife
mm-hmm.
fertilizers, depending on how nice you think Cadillacs are. the Humates Plus, absolutely phenomenal, really great at opening up poorly drained compacted soil.
Yep.
Which we all have.
We all have. If you live in Houston, right?
So if you are seeing any puddling in your yard at all,
mm-hmm.
and it hasn't rained like over 2.5 inches, 3 inches, then you need the MicroLife Humates Plus. Tons of carbon in it. And what we're finding, what kind of the whole kind of industry is finding is the more carbon we add to the soil, the more microbes we add that are digging their way through the soil,
mm-hmm.
then getting eaten by bigger animals like earthworms, opening up the soil even more. Roots then directly use that carbon as kind of plant energy. And so it also means that there's more water holding capacity, so you need to water less and floods happen less.
Mm-hmm.
And so Humates Plus has a ton of carbon. So it's a really cool product to put down to your kind of trouble spots. And because it will make your fertilizer work even better mm-hmm. when you actually apply it, if you're using good fertilizer. Summertime, over the top stuff. I'm huge. I'm trying to get everybody to use Brown Patch right now. That's the name of a MicroLife product. It's going to have a little lower numbers.
513.
Yeah. But there's so many probiotic in there that it actually has bigger numbers in those little bacteria and fungal
mm-hmm.
bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be fooled by the lower number. It's really, really great on your summer lawn. So MicroLife 513 Brown Patch. It's in like a tan bag. Use it. Let it be your fertilizer from here on out. you'll have more resilient lawns, and you'll be able to fight off a lot of these diseases that we're battling and pests we're battling. So just keep that in mind. MicroLife has a ton of liquid amendments, so many things you can just mix in water and spray, and your plants will be happier because of it. I absolutely love Super Seaweed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of his liquids are amazing.
Right.
But Biomatrix, yes. I think everybody needs to add that to their arsenal.
Yeah. I mean, you want to overcome some of those diseases that are killing like your boxwoods?
Mm-hmm.
The Biomatrix does that.
Yeah.
It absolutely stymies it and stops it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what they do. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. 281-496-5711. Carl, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Carl.
Morning. I'm enjoying the show.
Hey, thanks.
I have a pesty problem, and I'm hoping Sherry May can help me out with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what you got?
Gnats or fruit flies in the inside.
On the inside. Okay, and do you have any idea where they're coming from? Fruits, vegetables, anything?
Fruit.
Okay. So there are these really cute little fruit fly traps that we sell. What part of town are you in?
Southwest. But I'll go anywhere to get rid of these.
Okay. So, I have to make sure I have them on the shelves. But it's by Terro, T-E-R-R-O, and they look like small little apples.
Oh, cute.
And they have a little hole in the top, and there's a little solution, and it's a very, very, very strong apple cider vinegar.
Oh, wow.
It's not grocery store apple cider vinegar. It's very strong. So you put it in the little trap, and you put it over by where you keep your fruit. You won't see another one bother you because they will be so attracted to that little trap. They get stuck in there. They can't get out. So you're going to bring fruit into the house. So it's not like you're not going to bring fruit into the house anymore. So we just have to outsmart the bug and trap them.
Okay. Another question. Where do they come from?
From the fruit. I think they hatch out in the fruit.
Okay.
I know that sounds gross.
Well, and a lot of times people keep their fruit in the same spot and then really thoroughly clean it.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of, let them have generational impact there.
Yeah. Like, I think the ends of the bananas are a culprit. Mm. So you can cover the end of your banana with some foil. I know my daughter started doing that, and it's cut back a lot.
We got them in my house, Carl, because I had a bunch of tomatoes that split because of the rains. And I brought a bunch of them in anyway. I thought I didn't get that many of the split ones, but I did. And they were just in those split tomatoes. So.
Yeah.
So I need one of Sherry's magic apples, too.
Yeah.
Okay. And where is your location?
So we're on Highway 249, just north of Louetta.
Okay.
So
and the name?
It's Plants for All Seasons.
Okay.
But call first to make sure. I'm not working today. I'll be there tomorrow. Let's make sure we have them on the shelves because I might have to reorder for Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, I have a tendency to let my plantains ripen and what have you.
Yes.
Every time I'll put this out.
Yep, so just trap them.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You know, it's funny. We had a couple of callers over this sort of a few month stretch that have been talking about small black flies, and I'm like, that's so interesting. Like, people don't always know what gnats are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really funny. It's like
small black flies.
Yeah. And then there's fruit flies that are different.
Right.
But they're also small black flies. So
yes.
I was riding my bike the other day and unknowingly went through a cloud of of gnats.
And especially with all the rain that we've had, you have this, as the soil starts to dry out, they start to kind of come up into these little plumes everywhere. And people are like, I just want to spray insecticide to kill them. And I'm like, just give it a week.
Yeah.
They're going to die out.
They're not midges. They're not biting you.
They don't hurt anything. They're just a nuisance.
Inside your house, Carl, is a different thing, though.
Yeah. Trap them inside. Outside, don't nuke your yard with chemicals just to kill a few little gnats.
Absolutely. Okay, so compost tea.
Yes.
So it's getting a little warm for it.
It is.
But what's your take on just doing a like a 2-hour soak in compost and pouring that out? What's that called? That's a
extraction. Yeah, you're extracting. And that's basically what we do to charge our tea.
Yeah.
Is we steep, not in hot water, but
we
take a bag, we put compost in it, and we let it steep in the I guess I need to stop using the word steep, but you just let it soak.
Like a tea bag.
Yeah, like a tea bag. And then the liquid that's in there now has all your biology.
Sure.
And then you could pour that right into your soil if you wanted to, or then you could take it to the next level and aerate it and feed the biology with liquid seaweed and kelp and different fish that will, and molasses, things like that, that will really stimulate growth so they multiply really quick. Then go put it on your.
Nice.
That's basically what we do.
That is well said.
That is an aerated compost tea.
So you have two, you have kind of not different types really, but just stages in a process.
Mm-hmm.
And at any stage, it's kind of a viable deal.
Sure.
Now, I've heard people try to talk about fungal compost teas.
Yeah.
That seems like a really hard.
That one is a little harder to achieve for a long amount of time.
Right.
Because you're not going to have absence of bacteria in a compost tea situation. You will have some bacteria. And the longer it sits there, the more bacteria it'll get.
Right.
So at the very beginning, you'll have a higher fungal count.
Yeah.
And as it sits there, the bacteria start to kind of dominate.
Right, right. And that kind of has taken up a lot of the nitrogen in the space.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the food you're adding.
Right. You can stimulate some growth and aerate it, but the longer it sits there and with heat, you're going to have the bacteria is going to start to dominate pretty quickly.
And then you just have a really nice nitrogen-rich fertilizer, basically, that you grew your own.
So. Yeah. And a lot of people say, I took my compost tea home and I didn't use it within the 8 to 12 hours. So I just had to dump it out. And I'm like, still go use it,
but
put it on the right crop. So
right.
The longer it sits there, the more bacterial. So things that like more bacteria are going to be things like your flowers and your vegetables. Right,
right, sure.
So if you need to get rid of it, just put it on your veggie garden.
Yeah, and if those things all die, they're still going to get eaten or decomposed in the soil. That is the good thing about it. Well, cool. So I can literally get good compost in a bag, put it in a bucket, in like a mesh bag, put it in a bucket, and kind of like shake that up some, and I can put that out.
You can put it out. You could add a little fish and seaweed to kind of speed up the
This is great.
Reproduction, and then go put it out.
This is great news. So that gives me sort of like a good liquid fertilizer that, I can help and I can make my bought stuff go a little further.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Awesome. Cool stuff. 281-496-5711. The wonderful Sherry Hera is here with me. I'm Danny Milliken, and we're Home Show Garden Pros.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now the Home Show Garden Bros.
We do have a lot of lawn problems going on right now. Fortunately, the simple solution to your lawn weeds that doesn't make your soil worse. So that's the big thing. So you have a bunch of weeds. You want to kill them. We get it. But you can kill them with things that make the soil worse to make the plant less healthy, the St. Augustine less healthy, or you can put down something that doesn't do that, that actually kills the weeds without poisoning your lawn. And that's AgriLawn, A-G-R-A, lawn. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer is safe for people, pets, and almost most important, well, not most importantly, but also trees. a lot of times the stuff that you're using to fertilize or herbicide your lawn is really bad for your trees. So, you know, the average tree, you know, nice sized tree is $10,000 property value wise, and your whole lawn is probably like $900 property value wise. And so, you know, don't kill the trees because you want to kill the weeds. Use AgriLawn. So crabgrass, basket grass, chickweed, clover, dollar weed, dove weed it works really great on.
Virginia buttonweed.
There's just a lot of these that we're seeing it work really great on. And it's totally safe for your St. Augustine, your Bermuda, all these other things. And so when it comes down to like solving a problem, Sherry would be the first one to point out that these weeds are there for a reason. And what's nice is you can diagnose the plant, kill the weed, and still then solve the reason that could be like too much water.
Or compaction.
Compaction. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of kind of wild things happening, but I love this AgriLawn because it works well to kill these weeds and doesn't jack up my grass on any level, mm-hmm. my soils or the grass itself.
And so. There's no heat restriction.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So no heat restriction. So you can kill weeds all summer long.
Right. Weed killers are a no-no in St. Augustine, except for AgriLawn, Craig.
Oh, that's awesome.
With the heat.
So this is available at your Garden Pro nurseries. It's sold a bunch of places. They do just a great job. So find the closest location at homeshowgardenpros.com. If you want to learn more about AgriLawn, go to agrilawn.com. So really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So now we kind of slid it backwards, the Garden Pro listener email of the week.
Okay.
And I do just want to like, Ron asks this one, where can I find St. Augustine grass? This is not our Garden Pro listener email of the week, but I have it here.
Okay.
But you guys sell these plugs.
Yeah.
So please do a plug for the plugs.
Right. Okay. So we sell sod and plugs, but sod sits on a pallet in a hot parking lot. It doesn't last. The shelf life is not very long.
Okay, right.
So we have the plugs, which are 18-count plug trays of Palmetto St. Augustine. Mm. That's the one we bring in because it will grow in sun or shade.
Right, universal.
The benefit of doing a plug is, one, you don't have that nasty, thick clay stuff that the sod comes on.
Yeah, right.
And two, we have a more developed root system. So if we're dealing under shady canopies of trees with tree roots, there it's easier to get it to take because it already has a nice root system.
That's awesome.
So, and they're just easy to work with. No. My dad has fabricated a tool called the Handy Planter.
Okay.
We don't have retail packaging, but we're selling them. But you hook them up to your cordless drill.
Oh, cool.
And it just makes the perfect size hole. You don't have to bend.
That's awesome.
So you can do your holes for your plugs.
Wow.
And you just plop them out of the plug tray, stick them in the ground, and give them a little step with your foot, and you're good.
Because a lot of times what will happen when we have these disease problems or sod webworm is, yeah, they'll damage a lot of the lawn, but really you'll wind up with small bare patches.
Right, where you don't need to resod, but you could plug.
To resod, you had to like clear out a whole area and take out a bunch of living grass to get that perfect square.
Right.
Or you're cutting that sod piece up and knocking off the roots, basically. Now, these plugs are so great. And what's cool is you guys treat them to make sure they don't have
diseases. Right. So they come in out of Florida. And, you know, the bug sod webworms usually comes in on sod.
Right.
Usually from a different area that doesn't.
We all know Florida's a hot mess.
Right.
So, yeah.
So we bring them in and we inspect them. And if we find any evidence of sod webworms, we will treat them with BT.
Yeah. Awesome.
We're not putting a bunch of insecticides on them. But,
that's so cool.
But BT. Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So there you go. Where can you find St. Augustine grass? Ron, just go to Home Show Garden Pros. Call your locus garden pro member, local closest garden pro member. If you just want to go get some, go to Plants for All Seasons. They carry these awesome pieces. Okay. The real Garden Pro email listener question of the week is from Brenda, and it is, how do I get rid of pill bugs?
Okay. So pill bugs, roly-polies, we were calling them.
Wood lice,
sow bugs. So what do roly-polies do? Because I always say all of our bugs are beneficial in the right balance, right?
Sure, right.
So we are seeing a huge influx of roly-polies. Now, what do roly-polies do? Roly-polies break down organic material, right? They will shred. They're shredders. They're going to take your mulch and break it down further. Mm. They're going to take any leaves or twigs or whatever and break it down further. They tie up heavy metals in your soil. So they're performing benefits for
you.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Now, if we get out of balance and you're noticing your hibiscus flowers are getting eaten or my begonias had a little bit of damage from them, but I have a huge population in one area for some reason, probably because it's shady and moist in that area, and I had just mulched. So all of these things, you just kind of have to look at. Are they doing damage to your plants? Then we need to put Mother Nature into balance. Mm. If they're not doing damage to plants, just leave them be. They're beneficial, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think I remember noticing them at times when I had kind of tender annuals or perennials that would touch the ground during wet seasons.
Yeah.
And so, like, you'd have part of the plant sort of touching the ground and decaying.
Right.
And so that's where I'd see roly-polies.
Yeah.
But they would start eating the live plant because they were already kind of chomping on it.
Right. Right. So if they're doing damage to your plants, they're not just eating the little yellow leaves that are falling. But if they're doing damage, then you can put them in balance with something like Monterey Sluggo Plus.
Okay.
The plus in there is what gets them. The spinosad that's on that.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, what we did was we cut off the decaying plant material and then pine straw mulch underneath those plants.
Yeah.
And that's all the problem. There's a bunch of hydrangeas that we were having this mess of problems with. But it's like there you have some sort of cultural problem existing that is out of balance.
Right.
So where do we always start? Just like Sherry says, we start in the soil. So good soil will solve a lot of your problems. 281-496-5711. Sherry's here for two more brief segments. So get your calls in, your questions in. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your front porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started. Visit startcomposting.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond. Overwatering can cause fungus not only in your grass, but your plants too. Remember to adjust your irrigation system or maybe just turn it off until all this rain is over. And speaking of problems that too much rain causes, get ready for an onslaught of mosquitoes. Make sure you don't have any standing water where mosquitoes can breathe. Did you know that there are some plants that will naturally deter mosquitoes? Lemongrass, rosemary, and lavender work great. We have definitely enjoyed a much cooler spring this year, but we all know summer is coming. But now is the time to get your plants in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer is here. Our nurseries are well stocked with beautiful annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees to get your landscaping looking fabulous for the summer. With all this rain we've had lately, make sure you fertilize your plants and flowers to keep them blooming. We have lots of good options ranging from Color Star, MicroLife products, and also the Fox Farms line. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759 near Sugarland and Greatwood. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359 near Richmond and Cinco Ranch. Be sure and check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Enchanted Forest Richmond or Enchanted Gardens Richmond, or both. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. You guys are doing a great job down there. Enchanted Gardens is looking great. Keep up the good work. Okay. We don't want to skip veggies here on Home Show Garden Pros. Because I know a lot of you folks are veggie gardeners. This is always a very tough time. And, you know, it occurred to me, this is the first time I've thought about this year. I have a theory.
Okay.
So summer gardening is like the worst.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's super hot. Uh-huh. You're kind of like limited on your selection a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I think the very worst thing is everybody's like in mourning for their tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You got to, yeah. So let's.
Well, especially with all the rain we've had.
Right.
That's the biggest thing is what's wrong with my tomatoes?
They're splitting. There's bugs all over them.
Splitting, caterpillars, snails and slugs, fungus.
And now it's too hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you want to talk about tomatoes?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good. So this is my theory on tomatoes.
Okay.
You start early, right? You get tomatoes. You enjoy them.
Absolutely.
And we get to usually July 4th is the latest I let it go. But you get to July 4th, you yank the tomato out.
Got
to
get it out.
Just get it out. Get the soil repaired. Get ready if you want to do a fall crop of tomatoes and start over.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have these grand plans of having a tomato,
prune it back.
I'm gonna keep this thing alive, and we're gonna get through summer, and that's a great plan if you just love to pamper your tomatoes through 100 degree temperatures. But me, I just yank it out. July 4th is, like I said, the cutoff.
I mean, that plan takes for granted some things, right? Mm-hmm. Their plan. I mean, nematodes.
Yeah,
like there.
Yeah, you want to remove it because if you always have a food source for a nematode, a root knot nematode, you're going to have a root knot nematode problem. It's just going to happen.
And you're not going to have a great bumper crop of tomatoes.
No. So get it out.
Get it out.
Yeah. We'll get new tomatoes in the end of July, beginning of August, depending on
availability.
Availability and suppliers. But then you can start a new one if you want to. Or just start getting the soil ready for your fall crops that are coming up.
Yeah, I'm about to rip out. I mean, it's 8 feet tall. It's gorgeous. Literally, like maybe 400, 500 tomatoes off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Lost to 200-ish to the splitting.
Right.
And then tropic army worms that came in full force really quickly.
Yep.
Snuck up on me. So it's coming out. And, it, you know, I mean, it's mid-June.
Yeah.
But it's not going to do anything for me. I take a close look at your roots when you're pulling out these tomatoes. And you'll see them look knotty.
Mm-hmm.
And that
almost looks like peas, like the size of peas, like little swollen sections of the root system. Yeah.
In the roots, right. And that means that area, you really can't plant tomatoes there probably till next spring.
Right.
Because these things are in full feeding frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of come back with tomatoes every single year. People are like, I don't know why. I did tomatoes great last year, but now... You know, I plant them in the fall, and then the spring, they're not doing anything. It's like, well, that's because you...
Keep putting tomatoes there.
You didn't let the predators kind of come in and dominate.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's with tomatoes, but that's my theory is why people are like not summer gardening very much, mm-hmm. because they're so sad because their tomatoes are doing terrible.
And then they feel like they're a failure.
Exactly.
Right. And you're not. You're not a failure.
We're here to let you know you're not. We are going to talk about other veggies.
Uh-huh.
As we continue this show, one more segment. We're really focusing on getting the most out of the summer crop. Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry Hara is here. I'm Danny Milliken. We'll be right back.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we are talking tomatoes and peppers here, I am fully amazed and convinced that this Rev that we talk about, the organic growth stimulant from Dakota, it is pepper magic. You want twice as big peppers as you thought you could get before. Dark, dark leaves, like beautifully dark leaves and fast growth. The Rev is doing just a crazy great job for me. I had a poblano pepper that was 7 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And poblano is not one of the tree peppers. You know, Tabasco, you can get that, right?
Right.
If it's a warm place. But this is just a regular old poblano, you know? So good, so mini, so spicy. But this is, it's not just the tomatoes that the Rev is dominating, making great things with. It's peppers. It's all your vegetables. And it's all your plants, because what it does is it reduces stress, adds carbon to the soil, builds up beneficial microbes. Everything we're talking about doing with your soil, Rev does that. And it turns out it's an incredible foliar spray. So they've made it this a very small kind of, it's not molecule, but the
particle.
Little particle. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. A much smaller particle than a lot of other treatments. And so it sticks on your leaves really, really well. So it's great for foliar spraying. I have a transplant class coming up in March, and I'm going to try to use it as my air laying medium, basically.
Nice.
And just to see, you know, I'm going to try it out. I'm doing
experiments.
Taking the Sherry model and trying
Science
some things
lab.
Out.
Yep.
Yeah. I've always said you'd be a great model. So, but tested greenkeepers, seasoned greenkeeper, guys that know what they're doing, use it all over turf at top courses. this has been one of the secret of professional landscapers forever. We loved using it at Herman Park to keep things fresh and perked up. It's 100% natural. It's gorgeous. So try that to Rev out. Just give it a shot, you know. You can get it at Warren Southern Gardens, Plants for All Seasons. Nelson Water Garden and Nursery's got it. Nature's Way's got it. Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware. These are the spots to buy it. Really great stuff. I'm so happy to be talking about it. Finally, because it's available in Houston, you know, it's like you experience these great products. I'm sure you've got this experience.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't ever talk about them.
Because you can't get them.
Yeah, because they're not available.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's organicrev.com, R-E-V, incredible stuff. Okay, what else should we be doing in the veggie garden to get ready for summer now?
So removing the tomatoes, assessing insects. So I noticed my okra had some aphids. I don't know if you've experienced that. So they like it pretty hot and dry, right? But we've been wet.
Yep. Yeah.
We've been wet, and that's stressful on them. So they're kind of becoming bug magnets. So I have some ladybugs that I'll release on them to take care of it. And I'll be, you know, I have a pepper. I have my pepper garden. Mm. I have probably 8 peppers in a row. One of them I noticed got fungus from all this rain.
Oh, right.
And it is my poblano. So I need to hit some Rev on that.
That's right. Get some Rev on there. That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, out of all of them, just that one pepper is just defoliated. But I'm not going to get out the fungicide. I'm going to work from the soil level.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just right now it's basically clean up. And adding compost. You know, you could plant okra, you can plant eggplant. What else can you plant in the summertime in this
sweet
heat?
Sweet potatoes. Cowpeas, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Malabar, I guess, but.
You know, I've done, and you can do your winter squash, so your pumpkins and things like that, if you have enough room. But other than that, it's just kind of adding the compost, putting the mulch, and preparing your plan for your starting in, you know, August, September, depending on temperatures, your fall garden.
Well, I'm really glad that you said mulch. This is kind of like, depending on the type of mulch you're using, you're given the permission to take the summer off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If it's pine straw, you may see a little more ants, but it'll last a long time. You'll have very few weeds.
Mm-hmm.
If it's regular hardwood mulch, you do have to wait a while before you start planting your veggies again. If it's leaf litter from your neighbor's houses like I use, you'll get some weed seeds invited in.
Yeah.
But very small problems compared to just you can actually like cover your whole bed and just forget
and
about
I,
it.
And I do. I do pine needle mulch.
Yeah.
I haven't had the ant problem. Thank God.
Nice.
But,
that's great.
I have very, since I've started doing the pine needle layer, almost no weeds, which is amazing because you don't want to have to pull weeds all the time.
Well, it's really cool how much comes in like a bale.
Right. Yeah,
or
it does.
A bundle
it does.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And I've noticed since I've been doing the pine needles too, I don't have critters digging in my garden. Squirrels, kitty cats, things like that, because it creates a not easy to dig in area.
Gotcha.
So, because it mats down. So,
Well, thank you for being here. Great job.
Yes, thank
here
you.
Here on Home Show Garden Pros. Sherry Hare, everybody. Woo! Yeah,
come see me at the nursery.
That's right. Head up to Plants for All Seasons, and they're just doing a great job. Beautiful plants, and open all the time.
All the time.
I mean, they close
seven
at night.
7 days a week.
Yeah. Well, this has been Home Show Garden Pros, and after this is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. So the good times continue.
Yep. Have a good week in Houston.
Absolutely.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.